You haven't heard this in a long time.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. Stock market up 17% in one day. That was the big news today in India. The super rally came after a surprise landslide parliamentary victory over the weekend. The winning party favors free market reforms. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Indian stocks jumped 10.7% this morning. That triggered a circuit breaker, a two-hour timeout for traders to calm down. They didn't. The market surged up again until regulators called it an early day, up 17.2%. Rajiv Malik at Macquarie Securities says investors realize the weekend vote gives the pro-business party a dominant majority.
It gives a much stronger mandate to a reform-oriented party in government to actually put in place the things that would move from being merely good to a great economic story.
India is the world's largest democracy, but it's often blasted as the slowest as far as economic reforms. Take foreign investment. India has long-standing barriers that Malik thinks will finally start coming down, and more American banks and insurance companies can go in with their money.
Along with capital, you get knowledge. There's a better way of doing things.
India's currency gained today, too. The rupee hit a four-month high against the dollar. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Outside of India, Asian stocks were mixed today. Most European markets are slightly higher. The Wall Street rally hit a wall last week. The Nasdaq lost 5% on the week. The Dow fell more than 3%. It closed on Friday at 8,268. The home improvement chain Lowe's reports quarterly earnings today, Home Depot tomorrow. Both are expected to turn much smaller profits than last year. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, they'll take it.
It's spring. Birds, children at play, hammers, hammering. Okay, that last one is annoying. But to home improvement stores, it's a symphony. While the construction industry collapsed, the do-it-yourself movement picked up. Investment advisor Paul Nolte is with Hinsdale Associates.
With the falloff in the housing markets, we've seen a lot more people spend the time now in their house to fix it up, make paint jobs, etc.
Ann Nolte says Lowe's and Home Depot winnowed their stock down to what customers were really buying. Investor Sheldon Lieber says the chains also have few competitors.
And so when the economy does turn around, these companies are going to see a rebound in sales and profits long before anybody is able to compete with them.
That may be a symphony in itself. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Volkswagen and Porsche, are they on or off? The two have been talking about some kind of merger for years. VW is bigger, but Porsche holds a majority share. The chairman of the two companies are cousins. It's all very messy. They were supposed to talk about their future today. Apparently, Volkswagen canceled the meeting. Not clear whether the wedding is off.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
Woody Allen and American Apparel, they both had success. They've both seen controversy. They're both appearing in court today in New York. After the clothier used Allen's image without permission, Allen called the company's ads sexually gross and infantile. Reporter Sally Herships wanted to know whether all this is hurting American Apparel's business or helping it.
American Apparel's CEO Dove Charney is used to causing a stir with his provocative billboards. In 2007, he used a picture of Woody Allen eating dinner in full Hasidic garb. Randy Friedberg is an intellectual property and entertainment lawyer. He doesn't represent American Apparel, but he says the company used the First Amendment as a defense.
Because we're doing it as satire and to make a statement, and it's almost artistic, it's not commercial speech, and therefore it's okay, and we don't owe you money.
The company took the billboards down, but Allen still sued. Friedberg says American Apparel went out of its way to start this fight.
100%. No question. This is... This is marketing for American Apparel. Like this right now, this conversation, they're getting a lot of publicity for not a lot of money.
Allen demanded $10 million, but American Apparel said, thanks to a number of sex scandals, Allen's image isn't worth that much. That drew media attention to the clothing company's own risque record. Jonah Berger is a marketing professor at Wharton. I asked him how this could be good for business.
The way that consumers react to advertising is very different than the way that consumers react to regular news.
Berger says most consumers see an ad and know someone's trying to sell them something. But when they read news, their defenses aren't up. So a negative piece can be effective, as long as the company is small. Big, well-known firms risk having their reputations tarnished, but small companies' brand awareness can get a lift. Berger says consumers won't remember the details of this lawsuit, but they will remember American Apparel.
Next time some of those people are walking by an American Apparel store, whereas before they might never have thought about stopping in, now they might say, oh yeah, maybe I should go check them out.
American Apparel and Woody Allen may find some common ground in their dispute today, but lawyer Randy Friedberg says American Apparel doesn't want the case to end.
They've already milked it. They've milked it for a long time.
But they want to keep milking it.
But they want to keep milking it as long as they can.
Friedberg says even if American Apparel ends up paying $10 million, it's still cheap advertising. So the company wins either way. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Finally, with that hit your 401k has taken, you may be feeling like you'll be working forever. And that might be a good thing. Researchers at King's College in London have found that men who work later in life can ward off dementia. Doctors have said for a long time that keeping your brain active can prevent conditions like Alzheimer's. According to this new study, one of those beneficial activities might be getting up and going to work. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Work or not, I hope you have a great Monday.
American Public Media.